They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and you can watch The Alex Jones Show live on these platforms. On X, at Real Alex Jones, and on Rumble, at The Alex Jones Show Live, or go to the website, AlexJonesLive.com, and don't forget to download the number one news app in the world, on Apple and Android, Alex Jones App. Share the links now and tell everyone Alex Jones is back and he's not f***ing leaving.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to the alexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it. And get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
Some good news for you today instead of some bad. And I hate to be doom and gloom. I hate to be a black pillar, too negative, negative Nelly, whatever they want to say. But sometimes we have to be. Sometimes we have to be realistic. Today is a day I'm willing to be a little bit unrealistic because of what we are getting out of the G7 conference with Trump. He's up there with Rubio and Lutnick, and he's saying a lot of things we've never heard him say before. He's calling out Israel for the war crimes. He's saying they can have nuclear, meaning civilian enrichment for Iran. He's saying he won't touch their ballistic missile program as long as other nations are still allowed to have them. Groundbreaking things that we've heard the neocon Zionist Israelis say are absolutely untenable. Well, I'm here to introduce it to you today as something that might brighten your day, and I want to get into these clips right now. I want to thank everyone for being here, and I want to remind you, please repost the stream, please share it, share the live link, share the video, share the feed. That's what really helps us win the info war, even more than buying the amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. So without further ado, as they say in France, let's get into this. The final MOU to be signed. It looks like we have it. Looks like we have the terms that may prospectively be agreed to on Friday. Let's go ahead and get that Mario Newfall tweet up from the first thing, and I can go ahead and get into it now. So the idea with the MOU, the idea with getting all of these things signed, with getting it done, is that America is finally going to be able to extricate itself from the conflict. We're finally going to be able to leave. And you know, people like me, people like Joe Kent have been saying, you know, we didn't really need an MOU. We didn't really need this agreement. We could have just taken our ball and gone home. This still shows that Trump has not let go of the neocon desire to control the Middle East and, in fact, is making another compromise. We'll see how that plays out. Let's go ahead and get into what Trump said about Lebanon in the clip one, please.
Happy to Israel, by the way. They've been a good partner. Again, I think they could do better with respect to Hezbollah. I'm not saying they shouldn't protect themselves. I'm saying when two drones are shot into the desert and drop harmlessly, you don't have to knock down buildings in Beirut. They could behave better. And frankly, they could do a better job. I love them as a partner. They were terrific. But they could do a much better job with Hezbollah. On that, I don't think they're doing well. And I feel very bad for Lebanon. Lebanon's been, you know, it was a great culture. It was a great, they had the professors, the doctors.
Pretty incredible that for him to say was, were there in the past tense, referring to Lebanon. Of course, it's been largely destroyed due to conflicts started by the Israelis. And it's another pretty shocking admission that, yes, they do just blow up entire city blocks and apartment buildings to get one guy. And they do a horrible job of doing it, too. So why do we let them do it? And why do we fund it? All right, I'm going to read the MOU to you guys. Breaking. White House releases memorandum of understanding it reached with Iran. One, the U.S. And the Islamic Republic of Iran and their allies in the current war, by signing this MOU, declare the immediate and permanent termination of all military operations on all fronts, including in Lebanon. I'm going to show you clips later today where both Smotrich, Bezalel Smotrich, and Ben-Gvir, however you say his first name, Desert Speak Ben-Gvir, they're all saying absolutely not. Come Friday and past Friday, they will continue operations in Lebanon. The main clarification that we want from this document, the thing that we want made clear and explained to us, the American people and just people of the world in general, because everyone wants this to be over, the thing we need explained is, does this include Israel? And if Israel attacks Iran, is America going to defend Israel? You know, like the little brother getting in the fight. Sure, the big brother might not fight the guy already, but is the big brother still going to have to take the punches for the little brother? That is super, super important. Look at point number two. The United States of America and the Islamic Republic of Iran undertake to respect each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity and to refrain from interfering in each other's international or internal affairs. Excuse me, just internal affairs, not international. So what does that mean? No blockade, no spying, no more bombing, no more death, no more assassination, no more regime change. Get that back up there for a second. Point number three, the United States of America and the Islamic Republic of Iran commit to negotiating and achieving the full or final deal in the maximum of 60 days, extendable with mutual consent. Now, that's the line that really scares me a lot, because that makes you think of like Vietnam or Korea, you know, or mainly Korea, where there's an armistice and then it never truly ends. The conflict's never truly over. Point number four, immediately upon signing of the MOU, the U.S. will begin the removal of its naval blockade, bye-bye, and any disturbances or impediments against the Islamic Republic of Iran. Will end the blockade within a 30-day period, blah, blah, blah. Removes its forces from the proximity of Iran as well within 30 days, not just the blockade. Point number five, Islamic Republic of Iran will make arrangements using its best efforts for the safe passage of commercial vessels with no charge for 60 days only from the Persian Gulf to the Sea of Oman and vice versa. So it's going to be a temporary lack of a toll, because we know for a fact that they are going to charge an environmental fee, a management fee, whatever it's going to be, whatever the final form of it is going to be. They're going to have some legalese for it. They are going to end up charging a toll. The Republic of Iran will conduct a dialogue with Oman to define the future administration and maritime services, blah, 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 in the Strait of Hormuz. Point number six, the U.S. of A, United States of America, undertakes with its regional partners to develop a definitive mutually agreed plan with at least $300 billion for the reconstruction and economic development of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Mechanism for the implementation of this plan will be finalized as part of a final deal within 60 days. Okay, that's a lot of jargon right there. Basically, they gonna get all the money and we gonna have to pay, or somebody else gonna have to pay. Now, maybe it can be structured kind of like the deals that the Saudis or the UAE gave us, where, oh, we'll give you the $10 trillion over the decade or whatever it is. I don't think the Iranians are going to accept that. Where do you get $300 billion from? Well, Trump talks about it. I'll get into it in the clips here. Unfreezing their assets, right? Because we owe them technically a bunch of money. The Shah of Iran ordered military equipment and we never gave it to them because of what happened. So we do actually have some money on the books that was supposed to be promised to them. And that's kind of what Trump hints at. Now, you could say that's crazy. He obsesses about Obama and what Obama did all the time, and he needs to pay them less money than Obama. I'm here to tell you, this is how vapid and materialistic Donald Trump is. As long as it's literally not like pallets of cash, as long as they're not going on a plane, it's green dollar bills. As long as it's technically, you know, a wire transfer, a bank, crypto, whatever, he doesn't care. As long as they can't put a photo of Obama and a photo up of him, and then he's worse than Obama, that's literally all he cares about. And that's not who our president should be or what he should act like. It's very childish behavior. Go ahead and go to clip number two, Trump on Israel, the most important thing you asked for.
Every country, I think Israel too. Look, think of what Israel's getting. They're not going to be nuked. It's very simple. I told Bibi, Bibi, your biggest risk was that they drop a nuclear weapon into the middle of Israel. They'd only need one, and there would be no more Israel. Think of it, Bibi. You got the best, the most important thing that you were asking for is that. So I think they're happy.
We took care of it for
some
you.
People
no more nuclear. Can you believe it? No more nuclear.
Him, but there are some people, some writers, some that I thought were friends of mine, but I don't want them as friends anymore.
Wow. So it's the jujitsu of Iran must never have a nuclear weapon, going back to the 12-day war. Well, I obliterated it. So we're back to that strategy. I pray that he holds. He should have held from the beginning and said, well, there's no reason to do this regime change in the initial operation. Let me go over the history again. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, I believe it was March 1st, he came out and said, well, we had to attack because Israel was going to do the initial strike. We feared more Americans would die in the retaliation. So we had to go in. It was only supposed to be 24 to 48 hours. Okay, that's near verbatim. I'm paraphrasing. That is the quote. All right. Trump could have said, Rubio could have said, Vance could have said, oh, no, no, no. There's no reason to do this. We obliterated their nuclear program a few months ago. Why do we have to go back in and deal with it? So, like, this is the same approach. It's like a diet version of it. It's not as good as what we want, and I'm very angry that it's not. Don't get me wrong, and I'm not a supporter, by the way, of any of this. But at the same time, when we look at the situation, we look at the scenario with Trump, if he backs out right now in tacos, I'm all for it. This is what we need. And it's not even backing out because it's the truth. It's our own version of the truth. Now, they weren't going to develop a nuclear weapon to begin with. We killed the guy that banned the nuclear weapon. This is an example of how bad the reverse psychology is. Okay, like we want them to develop one so we have an excuse, right? And they've wisely decided not to develop one or to slow it down or to not do whatever because they know the second they do that, and that's the real reason for the fought one, why it still remained in power, the second they do that, they're going to get nuked by us and or Israel or both, right? So why would they do it? And it's perfect for Trump to come out and say, hey, it's a moot point. I dealt with the biggest, most dangerous thing that never existed in the first place, but I say that it's real, so that's okay. Not too bad. Let's go ahead and go to clip three, Trump on the Iranian victory question. Did they win?
A wise man once said in January of 2020, Iran never won a war, but never lost a negotiation.
Who said that?
Donald Trump.
Oh, that's what I thought you were going
to
say.
So how do you go back to the United States and convince a skeptical American public that this deal
win? Here they lost militarily, okay? It's very tough because I know that no matter what, if I'd go another 3 or 4 weeks, those same people that are critical would say, he went too long, he should have done, you know, no matter what. If they raised the white flag of surrender, and if they said, praise be to Allah, Donald Trump is the greatest president ever. We totally concede. We totally give up. This war is over. We have failed. The New York Times and CNN and a couple of others are not all that dishonest. They say Iran had a great victory. Okay. They practically do that. You know, it's amazing. When we knocked out their last ship, they had 159 ships. When we knocked out the last ship, the Times refused to do a story on it. They said, they don't have a Navy.
So notice how he focuses on they don't have a Navy, they don't have an Air Force, all these things that don't matter for them. They have what's called an asymmetrical defense. They're doing asymmetrical warfare. All they have to do is stay in the fight and keep the strait closed. We're the ones that have to come in from thousands of miles away with all this heavy military equipment that costs billions of dollars a day to keep in the field. These aircraft carriers, these radar systems, these bases, and then we've got all this strategic liability in the region that we can't do anything about. We need it to project power, and they're just laughing, throwing lawnmowers at us that cost $5,000 to $10,000. So it's an unwinnable war. We lost the war by starting it. I say it all the time. It's a strange game, a crazy game. The only way to win is not to play, right? And that sounds simple enough. You'd think people would get that. And they're just like, no, we got to go in and we got to drop more bombs and we got to put the troops on the Karg Island and the Keshem Island and we got to go in through Kuwait and all this insane stuff. And you just look at them and you go, brother, you're crazy. You're a real mega. And this is not acceptable behavior in modern society. People see you doing this. People see you acting like a real mega, trying to send their children and sons and daughters off to war to die, trying to take all their money to spend on these worthless wars. And they say, mega, you crazy as hell. So we've had enough of that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go to clip four with Trump.
But it's been an amazing partnership. But he will say, we're the big partner, and he's the very small partner, and that's true. So
I am the big partner, and Netanyahu is the little partner. He is like a Russian nesting doll, let me tell you. You take one out, and there's another one inside. It's crazy. It's true. I mean, it's just, how much convincing do you have to do for yourself, Unc?
And like, I think a part of this is Trump's, you know, grandiose narcissism coming out and saying, you know what, I'm tired of being the most hated person on the planet. That should be Netanyahu. I hate him too. Like, I don't think Trump likes the guy who's controlling him, blackmailing him, whatever. He may do what he says. He may have Stockholm syndrome about it. But at a base level, he's got to be like, I'm the president of the United States of America. I have all the nuclear weapons and infinite credit card. F you. And you know what? I hate that. I wish I didn't vote for the guy that believed in that. I thought he was an actual good person who had morals and values and hated death. Sad to say that that's not true. But from the personal profit, personal motivation section of his soul, you know, I don't really have a problem with this. Just leave, Trump. If you had never done this, if you had told Netanyahu no, or if you had stopped in the first day or the first week, they would build golden statues of you. They would. And I would disagree with it and I would hate on it, but it's true. People are dying to give Trump credit. People are dying to still have, you know, it's like a house party and it's 11 a.m. and the parents are home and they're making the kids clean up trash. And some of the kids are still jumping around, be like, hey, man, it's still a party. Like, people have tried so hard to connect with you, Donald. I've tried so hard to connect with you. I've tried so hard to support you over the years. I'm disgusted by you now, but I'm happy at this turn of events.
I am the big partner, and Netanyahu is the little partner, let me tell you.
Okay, I want to go ahead and get back into the MOU, and I want to read you a couple more points on it. Point number 8 is super important, talking about the nuclear enrichment. And really quick, before we go back into that, just cut back to Straight Shot for a little while. I watched the Alex Jones show today, phenomenal information from Harrison Smith, but at the same time, we're doing war coverage, war roundup on the war room covering the memorandum of understanding. Trump says it's to be signed. Trump says they're getting civilian enrichment. Trump says they're getting no war in Lebanon. We're going to see if that's true, but you need to be briefed on all the current information. Everything happening right now, I have studied and reviewed in depth. Let me read to you point number 8 and point number 9 of the prospective agreement. Point number 8. The Islamic Republic of Iran reaffirms that it shall not procure or develop nuclear weapons. Okay, they literally have a fatwa banning them already. This would be like America with the Second Amendment passing another law to make guns legal. All right, it's redundant. They already banned it. All right, so we're getting their existing position. I want to make this very clear to you because it's going to be given to you like a win, and it is from this perspective of like, sure, kid, you did a good job. Pat him on the back so he doesn't cry for losing the big race or whatever, right? But it's not real. It's a fugazi. All right, I'm going back to it. The U.S. and the Republic of Iran have agreed to resolve the disposition of stockpile enriched materials, the enriched uranium, the nuclear dust, pursuant to a mechanism that will be mutually agreed upon in accordance with the schedule mentioned in paragraph 7, with the minimum methodology to be downblending on-site after the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Association, or the IAEA for short. That's what that stands for. Point number 9, big deal. Pending the final deal, the U.S. and Iran agreed to maintain the status quo. The Islamic Republic of Iran will maintain the current status quo of its nuclear program, that civilian nuclear enrichment. Some people are so dumb. Some people are so propagandized. They see the words nuclear program and they start to spurg out. They start to crash out. They start to froth at the mouth. And you have to tell them, bad Zionist, bad neocon, sit down. You have to tell them to stop. All right. The U.S. will not impose any new sanctions and will not deploy additional forces in the region. Wow. Point number 10, U.S. will undertake that immediately upon the signing and until the termination of sanctions, the U.S. Department of Treasury will issue waivers for the export of Iranian crude oil. Look how desperate we are to fix the market we destroyed. Petroleum products and their derivatives and all associated services, including banking transactions, insurance, transportation, etc. Point number 11, the big kahuna, the big daddy. The big enchilada. The United States of America undertakes to make fully available for use the frozen or restricted funds and assets of the Islamic Republic of Iran upon the implementation of this memorandum of understanding. The United States and the Islamic Republic of Iran will mutually agree on the procedures related to the release of these funds during negotiations. Such funds, whether retained in the original account or transferred, shall be made fully usable for payment to any ultimate beneficiary designated by the Central Bank of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The United States undertakes to issue all necessary license and authorizations accordingly. Point number 12, just more monitoring in the MOU. That's all we need to see. They're getting all the money. So if the whole point, we're going to get into some of these clips in the next segment of Trump trashing Obama and saying he's so much better than Obama and saying the Iranian negotiators, they trashed Obama too. They didn't like him. And it's like, it's the dude at the mall or the lady at the mall with the perfume swatch shoving it in your face going, my friend, I give you the best price, my friend. Trump, they're going to say whatever. Trump, they glaze your balls, whatever you want, as long as you agree to their terms and give them the $300 billion. And of course, like Joe Canna said, this is my position as well. We don't have to do any of this. We can just leave and leave everything behind and care about our hemisphere and our own republic instead of this fake empire we've made. Right? But we're doing this. We're going down this path. I guess that's okay. We got time for one more. Let's go ahead and go to clip 5 on Trump killing the Iranians during negotiations.
I didn't do this for regime change, but I think this group is regime change.
All right, pause it. All right, so that's just a straight up lie. Like, we heard them multiple times. Like, that's why you kill the leadership. That's why you kill the supreme leader. That's why you try to have the color revolution in the country. That's why you fund the radicals. That's why you do all of this, right? He's just lying. He's just lying to you, and you know it, okay? Because I know if you're watching this broadcast, or maybe not, whatever, I know that you pay attention to these things, and you remember the 24 to 48-hour regime change timeline that we were all given. Okay, it's all fake. Go back to it.
I didn't do this for regime change, but I think this group is regime change. I mean, hey, the first group is dead. One little morning, having breakfast, the whole group, they thought they'd never be caught because we never bombed during breakfast, but we bombed.
Pause it.
And
we never bombed during breakfast, so they thought they wouldn't get bombed.
Yeah, they're at their houses. You know, like, he killed the Ayatollah. He killed his granddaughter. He killed the current Ayatollah's wife and, like, more of his family, more children. Yeah, it's very sneaky and cool that Petey Hegseth is able to slam an entire bottle of Jaeger and then drop a bomb on somebody's house. It's very cool and based and a liberal as well. Liberal, liberal, liberal. That's what it is. And it's just the idea that we can have this wanton death, this wanton chaos without any sort of payback. That, yeah, you can just kill the Pope to like 200 million Muslims. It's what he is. Shia is like 20% of the Muslim population. But that's still like 200 million people. Yeah, you can just kill their Pope with no consequence. Yeah, you can just go ahead. Eh, whatever. It doesn't matter. And it's just, it's the general attitude of actions don't have consequences that has gotten America to the point of where we're now about to give these people $300 billion. And keep in mind, both in the 12-day war and both in this war, Israel attacked during the negotiations. That's another factor to all of this. That's why they were able to kill all the people, right? Is because they're thinking they got their guard down. They're stupid. They're not thinking the U.S. of A. is going to come get their butt, but they are. And that's what we did, and that's what we always do. Do we have time? All right, I got a minute left. I want to tell you guys in that minute to go to thealexjonesstore.com. It is the place to get methylene blue capsule, methylene red, power plant, methyl drive, ultimate life force, all of these products, and much more, including apparel, t-shirts, badass belts, badass hats, badass knives, everything and more available at thealexjonesstore.com. Highly recommend y'all check out the Power Drive bundle on there. That's a power plant and methyl drive, two products that I created myself 100% to add in addition to the effects of methylene blue to supercharge it, make it even more powerful to boost testosterone, free testosterone, enzymatic processes throughout the body, mitochondrial efficiency, and so much more. That's what basically all of our products do as well. Ultimate Vitality Blends, Zeolite, so much more available at thealexjonesstore.com. I'll see you in a moment when we come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are listener and viewer supported. It's very simple at thealexjonesstore.com. You back us, you fund us, you are everything. And we bring you the very best products, the very best supplements, the very best water filtration systems, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best knives, silver coins, you name it, so that you get a great product and empower yourself while at the same time empowering yourself and free humanity against the globalists. So, a lot of new things at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at these belts. They are super comfortable. They are incredible high quality. They are so durable. They'll last a lifetime. And the way they're designed is something special. So I paid like $75 a year or so ago for a similar belt. And I told Bigley, I like this type of belt. Why don't you get these? They got belts even better than the one I bought about a year ago that I love. And they're selling them for $39 right now. That is a big discount out of the gates at thealexjonesstore.com. Premium nylon tactical belt. This is the premium nylon tactical belt available now at thealexjonesstore.com for only $39.99. It's built from heavy-duty nylon webbing with a smooth automatic ratchet buckle. No holes, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You get a perfect micro-adjustable fit whether you're working, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, or on the move. And we've got them in three editions. On the buckle is a little cross, a 1776 edition, and Alex Jones signature edition, making it original and special. It's all black, tactical, clean, durable, and built for everyday use. It's murdered out. It's off black. And right now it's only $39 at thealexjonesstore.com. They are premium. They look great. They have knocked it out of the park with this product. Get yours today, and also buy gifts for friends and family, and know you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against tyranny. Also, Bigley knocked it out. Highest rating, level with the carbon filters, beautiful, highest grade stainless steel for lower price than other systems that aren't even as good. We're so proud of this. The first group sold out. More coming in about a week and a half. So get your order in now to make sure it's ahead of the line. Those are now available. This is platinum level, gravity-fed water filtration, and it makes this operation possible, multi-tested by top companies to take out hundreds and hundreds of bad chemicals at non-detectable levels, the atrazine, the glyphosate, all of it. You should do this for your family. Do this for yourself. It's a big 3-gallon system. It's amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then we have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Some of the designs are the best. Some of them are okay. I'll just be honest. Some of the designs I come up with are okay. But I came up with the concepts of these new shirts. Limited edition, 250th anniversary of America, July 4th, special edition. So it's sold through the middle of June, through July, and then we're not going to sell these t-shirts anymore. They look so good, they'll probably come up with another variant or something. But these are limited edition, Liberty or Death, 1776, 2026. They came up with that. I love it. The simple one I came up with, America, 250 years strong, nice, simple, clean, kind of got like a polo look to it. Look at that one. Destroying Tyranny since 1776. Gadsden flag on the Betsy Ross flag. I came up with that design. I'm really proud of these. They're very clean. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people wearing these. Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. I designed that bad boy. They designed the 1776, 250 years of freedom. Oh, I love the one they designed with the brass knuckles, 1776 free. Defund the deep state. That's all their designs. America, ride fast, live free. They designed that. Ball caps as well. All limited edition. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action now. Big Brother hates it when you fund the tip of the spear. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Even more breaking news, and I was watching Harrison's phenomenal breakdown on what's been going on in the UK and the rape inquiry document, but this Iran news is just as serious, perhaps even more serious with the global ramifications. Let's go ahead and go to Trump admitting the truth. It's that Mario Newfall thing you'll have up on my side TV. Trump admits why he had no choice but to end the war. We would have run out of oil in 4 weeks. Let's go ahead and play that when we have the ability to.
I'm going to get bad press. I know that. Now, if I did the opposite, if I went out and continued to bomb them for another 4 weeks, just bomb the hell out of them, I'd get bad press on that. No, there's nothing I can do. But what this does is it allows the ships to go.
Pause it.
If we.
All right. So he admits there's nothing he could do. There's nothing he could ever do, because if that's true now, it was true at the start of the war, right? Even more so at the start of the war. Even now, we still can't do it, no matter how many of them we've killed or how many military targets we've destroyed, which definitely weren't empty sheds or decoys or places they want us to hit. Spoiler alert, that was a lot of it, okay? When you have people running this campaign, that are Air Force generals that measure victory from bombs dropped and targets hit via the air, you cannot point to a single modern war where that has worked. It didn't work in World War II. It didn't work in Vietnam. It hasn't worked in any of these Middle Eastern conflicts, no matter how much you bomb the people, because the people hate you and know that you want to kill their family and destroy their way of life. Even if we think their way of life is wrong, they're going to fight to the death and fight on death to keep it. So Trump just admits the truth there. There's nothing he could do. I need that as a soundbite on my new soundboard. Go ahead and play the rest of it.
And you're talking about $500, $600, $700 million a day. It's a lot of money. That's why the world is okay. It's liquid. It's fine. Also, we run out of reserves in about 4 weeks. You know, there are reserves all over the world, and we would really run out. And there'll be a time when you wouldn't be able to get it. And you want to see bedlam? So for all those so-called geniuses that want to show me how smart they are, ask them, why didn't they blow up General Soleimani? Ask that of the general and a couple of other people that I like very much, but boy, are they wrong. Go ahead. How about you?
Okay, so I guess he's saying that about Israel. That's so weird. Of course, Soleimani is the guy that we label responsible. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't, for making a lot of the IEDs. I think Trump killed him in his like first term or whatever. Maybe look that up and fact check me, because I want to do good journalism. I don't want to just be a bad little pundit on here. But Trump's bringing that up as to say, like, Israel didn't do what I did, and I made the world safer by killing that guy. That guy was immensely popular, and we galvanized heavy support for the regime by killing him, by the way. Just another interesting factor. It's kind of like the lead up to the Ayatollah as well, because killing the Muslim Pope is a really, really bad idea, right? But we did that just like killing Soleimani. And I guess that's a callback. That's a win. That's a victory. And I guess he's really talking to the people that want him to continue the war and not us, the people that want him to end it. He's saying, look, I did things that y'all weren't able to do because I had the power to do them. The entire world is going to go bankrupt, go broke. I have to nope out. And I agree with that, right? We shouldn't have ever gotten here in the first place. Like, read this crap. Sorry, try not to curse because we're on TV and radio. We never bombed during breakfast, but we bombed. I mean, it's just a level of sickness and a level of detachment and a level of not even understanding things on like a video game level of military. It really is quite stunning. Let's go ahead and start doing the rapid fire short clip so people can get more context for this G7 summit where Trump broke out the truth.
People want me to bomb the bridges. Why don't I bomb? I already did, because, you know, they went back on one of their promises and I bombed their biggest bridge, the equivalent of the George. That was the George Washington Bridge of Iran. But we bombed that bridge. You saw that.
Well, that's pretty chill. You know, he blew up the George Washington Bridge of Iran, as he puts it. Keep in mind that targeting a bridge like that is only acceptable in warfare if they're using it for military purposes. People were having picnics around it when he blew it up. And you go, oh, that's Hamas and Hezbollah propaganda. They were marching tanks down there to go kill American soldiers. That's probably what Mark Levin would tell you if he was here. And of course, we tell Mark Levin, bad neocon, sit, stay, place. That's what we tell Mark Levin when he comes at us with that garbage. Ladies and gentlemen, next clip.
One more? Go ahead, Peter. Let me finish with Peter, because he's been better to me than he's been to Biden.
Thank you, President Trump. I have a question about this weekend. Why not stick around for the signing ceremony with this Iran peace deal?
I might.
Why not stick
around? You might?
Yeah, I might, but I'd rather, this is a memorandum of understanding. It's very important, but it might not be the kind of a document that I should be signing in the future. But it's good.
Unk doesn't want the photos of him signing it compared to photos of Obama negotiating or signing the JCPOA. So, like, that's, and like I just told you earlier in the first segment, that's literally what it's all about. Trump will give them 100 times, 500 times more money than Obama gave them, but he'll say it's based in cool because they weren't literal pallets of cash. And that's why there's all the legalese we just went over in the MOU about licensing agreements and ways to unfreeze the assets. Basically, now, I don't know if y'all ever heard this before. I didn't know it was a military term, but it makes sense that it is. I've heard it since I was, you know, younger, watching media and stuff. Operation CYA, right? Like, that's what all this is. Cover your butt. Cover your butt, Trump. You don't want the photos, the analogies of you and Obama, then hey, as long as it's not literal money, then it's fine. Go to the next clip.
Probably a future, but it's going to take a long time. But are you going to let the 91 million people starve to death? I mean, one of the things I was very intent on, they have water desalinization plants, very good ones. I could have knocked them out in 5 minutes.
Pause it.
Just like I
could have knocked them out, whatever. They get 3% of their water from desalinization. Most of the Gulf countries get over 25 to 40%. Israel, I think, is even higher. Maybe you guys can look that up and display that figure for people. It would be insane to hit them because even though they have a drought and stuff, the drought is not a result of not having enough desalinization plants. It's the result of natural irrigation and weather patterns, weather problems that may not even be natural at all. There's been a lot of discussion about this because they had record rainfall in Iran. After the radar installations got blown up. I'm not that conspiratorial, but the idea of blowing up something that they're relying on 3% when they're immediately going to retaliate and target our allies in the region, same thing as saying like our friends that we do drugs with, our allies in the region that are always calling on us to bail them out, they're going to blow up all their water. And what happens when they don't have water in Haifa or Tel Aviv or Jerusalem or Riyadh? It's over. Go next clip.
We stopped carpet bombing them to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Now we're
probably a future, but it's going to take a long time. But are you going to let the 91 million people starve to death? I mean, one of the things I was very intent.
We already went over it. I apologize, crew, because I'm telling you to pause. And then I told you to go to the next clip. So that's my bad. That's 100% on me. See if we can just go like 10 seconds into that clip and we'll continue to play it. Right. And Trump makes these claims about, you know, being anti-death and not wanting people to starve. I know it's 91 million people. What about the 7 or 9 or whatever billion people there are on the planet? What about the global ramifications for starting a war that he admits that we could do nothing about, that we were always doomed to fail, doomed to lose, as I showed you in the past two clips? He knows it. He knows we can't do anything. That's what he said, an equivalent of that. I'm paraphrasing, but I can't do anything. I can't do anything about it. So why do we do it in general? If it's bad to make the 91 million people suffer a lot, isn't it bad to make the entire world suffer a lot as well? These are very basic concepts, and I thought at least at some level he was a basically intelligent person and he would get this. He clearly was talked into it and thought it would be much easier than it actually was. Now, you can say whatever about his morals or his system of judgment or whatever. That is objectively the truth. He doesn't understand, you know, his right from his left when it comes to real matters of conflict. And it's truly embarrassing because with like a year or two of YouTube education and just hearing about a lot of this stuff throughout my life and reading some books, I would be a better president than Donald Trump because I would immediately say, well, that didn't work out. Like if you swap me in this moment with Trump and Trump's in the studio, like, I'm a news broadcaster now. I'm 23 years old. Can you believe it? And I'm bald and I'm doing the news at a very high level, let me tell you. And then I get body swapped into Trump and I become Trump. I am immediately declaring victory and going home. It's a free option that he always had, and it would make him better than Obama. It's literally the only thing he could do to surpass Obama or beat Obama's legacy or do whatever is to truly get us out of the Middle East. It doesn't matter how many people you get kvetching about it. Doesn't matter how many boomer neocons are going to cry in the street about our greatest ally, 3,000 years, the Bible says, all of that. Whatever. The earlier Gen X, the millennials, especially the Gen Z, all of us, we would love that. We would love that. And it would be a complete and total reversal. It would be like unlike anything we'd ever seen before. And isn't that what we thought we were getting with the Trump administration? Unlike anything we'd seen before? Yes, I guess that did end up being true, just not in the way that we thought it would. Let's go to the next clip. I played all of the Trump clips. Okay, I appreciate it. Okay. Go to the hypocrisy of Ben Shapiro, and then once we reference the hypocrisy of Ben Shapiro, we're going to play clip zero, which is Syrian President al-Julani. That's the terrorist head chopper I talked about yesterday. He shut down Trump saying he could take over handling Hezbollah. So go ahead and play Ben Shapiro clip number. I guess it's not numbered then, so y'all probably won't have it, so that's okay. Basically, Ben Shapiro has got his panties in a twist. He's losing his mind because Trump is going to, or J.D. Vance is going to meet with some guy he accuses of terrorism or killing people or killing Americans or killing Israelis in Lebanon. To that outrage about J.D. Vance meeting that guy, have you not seen Benny Boy, Benjamin Shapiro? Have you not seen Trump shake al-Julani's hand and then spray him, not even kidding, with his own Trump brand cologne so that he can cover up the stench of the blood and the manure from all the people that he's murdered? Unbelievable. Play the clip.
I'm noticing that Mohammed Khalibaf, who will apparently on Friday be literally in a photo op with the vice president of the United States. I cannot express to you how stomach turning that is. I don't care who the vice president is. I don't care who the president is. Leaders of the United States of America in a photo op with a mass murdering terrorist supporter like Mohammed Khalibaf shaking hands 6 months after he blew away 42,000 innocent people in the streets and weeks after he was his administration was firing missiles at literally all of our allies in the region and continues to support every terrorist group in the region and is currently continuing to control the strait. Like right now, it is not fully open for business unless the Iranians have, quote unquote, decided it is. The idea here.
All right, we've suffered enough. Ben, we've suffered enough. We get your point. We take it and we spit it out because we know that it's false. All this fake outrage about what was the exact terminology he used? It makes him sick to his stomach or it offends his sensibilities. It gives him the willies. Where were all these people a year ago when we had the insurgency takeover of Syria and we empowered al-Julani and put him in power and everyone said it was fine, it was great. He went to the White House, Trump sprays him with his cologne like I just said. Where was all the same outrage? Crew, can we just look up al-Julani and Trump? It'll be the first thing that pops up. It's super easy. Al-Julani and Trump at the White House, right? Because Ben's all mad. Ben Shapiro's so mad. Ben Shapiro's quaking in his boots. He can't sleep. Sleepless nights. Oh, no. J.D. Vance is meeting with a terrorist in Lebanon. Well, did Ben Shapiro have like a stroke or a brain aneurysm and die and come back to life the day that al-Julani visited the White House? Al-Julani, notorious murderer, terrorist, head chopper, like I've said many, many times before? No. He didn't care at all. Because guess what? It furthers his interests. It furthers his goals. It's good foreign policy for Israel if they have Assad out of there and they replace him with al-Julani, because that means that Israel gets to take the Golan Heights. So that's what he really cares about. So whenever you see these people morally grandstand, whenever you see them, you know, B-word and moan about all this stuff, just know they're lying to you. Now let's go to somebody who's basically never wrong, leading geopolitical analyst and former CIA analyst on Suleiman, Larry Johnson. Go to the clip.
No, we ain't doing that. We're not playing. Homie, don't play that. No. He put the kibosh on that. So, you know, it is sort of, here is Donald Trump talking about having one certified terrorist go carry out terrorist attacks against Hezbollah. You know, Jelani's smart enough to know whatever Syrian force he sent there would be severely damaged.
Yep.
Hezbollah is a formidable force, as Israel is finding out.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that. Look how happy Trump is to shake his hand. It's like he's a long lost son or something. And he's like, oh, you're so good looking, blah, 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 whatever. This is what we're dealing with, guys. Like Larry just said, they're bringing in another radical terrorist, literally bringing in Al-Qaeda and ISIS. How do you think the Lebanese people are going to feel about that? Don't you think that's going to galvanize support for Hezbollah? Or as Mark Levin would say, Hezbollah? Look at this. Trump's Iran nuclear program. Go ahead and get that up. Iran nuclear deal risks falling short of Obama version. They're already starting to say it. They're already starting to say it. I saw you guys run a clip. That was a little bit early. Let's go ahead and play clip number 9, the crazy neocon Zionist crash out over all of this.
We stopped carpet bombing them to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Now we're removing, the blockade to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Next time we'll be giving up something else to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This is the way negotiations with the Iranians work.
The way negotiations with us work.
Yeah.
It's about us. It's not about them.
Who is us? Who is we? Who is they? When we ask that question, we get called racist and or anti-Semitic and oh no, it's a blood libel. But when they say we, us, they, whatever, when they refer to the U.S. Israeli empire and to world Jewry and all these power systems and power grids that we know exist, it's totally fine. You can go watch a panel of folks with interesting last names tell you the truth about all this. Keep playing it.
They've already succeeded. I don't know what they need to keep going for. They can negotiate, not negotiate. Nobody on the planet Earth is going to see this unless you are literally a paid agent of MAGA related to Donald Trump or some lunatic who is really excited by the possibility of Trump turning on Israel.
Pause
there
it.
Is no person.
Notice the characterization is not some lunatic that believes in peace and is anti-war. A lunatic that is anti-Israel. A lunatic, a crazy person that wants the Strait of Hormuz to be open and everyone not to starve. Isn't that wild? And it's just like, this is so unrepresentative of the vast majority of the population, yet these are the type of people that Trump has been letting brainwash him, that he's been listening to, that he's been used by since the beginning of his latest presidency. And we were the ones from the beginning, always the fans, always the cheerleaders, always the supporters saying, hey, we already love you. You don't have to prove yourself to us. All you have to do is not do these things. And he did them. And now you see, because he's pulling out, because he couldn't do it, because he never had the power to do it in the beginning, to effectuate the regime change and the missile disarmament. Because pull these people up real quick. That's the main goal of this panel. Okay? When they think about the war, they don't even think about it from the fake perspective of Iran must never have a nuclear weapon. They know that's not real. They've completely just thrown that out the window. This is about ballistic missile disarmament. So Israel can hit them and they can't hit Israel, getting rid of all nuclear programs, civilian enrichment, which is their right, Iran's right to have civilian enrichment, by the way. They're signatories to the NPT, the nation that all these charming gremlins and devils are loyal to is not, by the way. Israel is not, nor do they have any nuclear inspection or any nuclear weapon inspection. Keep in mind the reason why we knew how to bomb and where to bomb Fordo, Nahatsk, and Isfahan, pardon me if I pronounce the names of those Iranian cities wrong or places wrong, is because the IAEA nuclear inspectors ratted on Iran and told us where all the stuff was. Okay? Israel will never put themselves in that position. Never, ever, ever. But whenever people are out there and they're the true dyed-in-the-wool, either Christian Zionist or Jewish Zionist or whatever you want to call them, when they're true Israel first types, like a Huckabee would be a perfect example, they know what all this is about. And finally, because Trump is going against them and Trump is signaling that, hey, we're going to pull out of this. We're going to sign that MOU I read for you in the first segment. We're going to do all these things. We're going to enable peace. We're going to leave. We're going to pay them money, whatever. They're losing their minds because they thought this would never end. They thought they were going to get their World War IV. They thought they were going to get their nuclear apocalypse. They thought that they were going to see that big glow over Iran and be able to drink blood and laugh about it. Go ahead and go to them. Continued. We should have more. All right, the clip is out. All right, thank you, crew, for letting me know. Just go ahead and show this, because this is just putting a hat on a hat, a tiny hat on a tiny hat, if you will. Go to Netanyahu with the photo of him and the head of Mossad. And this was put out today very clearly as a threat to somebody, probably Trump, probably somebody in the administration, whoever. This is not normal. This is not normal, this petty signaling, this wagging the finger in your face. And this is what we've heard from a lot of people. There's a lot of motion on this that maybe not even the executive branch, but Congress itself. You know, some things might come out pretty soon about the Epstein files. So that's definitely something to keep in mind. Look at that. He's got documents right there blurred out, signaling something possibly to come out or be released. He's meeting there at the head of Mossad. He's posting this to his social media. And of course you go, well, it's Netanyahu. He meets with Mossad already, whatever it is, what it is. Yes, it's about the broadcasting of it. It's about showing you, yes, we got an information operation happening right now, right now. And no matter what, even though you don't know what it is, you know that it's happening and the threat is implicit in that. Just wanted to throw that up. And of course, great commentary from Matt Gaetz, the man who should have been our attorney general. What does he say up there? Go ahead and throw it up again. I love the crew. The crew is so good. I love the crew so much. I love the crew. Go ahead and throw it up there again. If you can, the Matt Gaetz tweet that we just had. If we don't, it's cool. I've got a lot more for you. All right. Yeah, look at this. Another false flag plan afoot. And I thought about tweeting this, but it was bad taste with the Loomer tweet where she's warning about drones and 9/11. I just want to say, like, is she planning 9/12? Like, is that what's going on here? Look at that. Another false flag plan afoot. I sadly think that might be accurate. All right, let's go ahead and go into clip number 10. Trump says Iran will keep missiles. They'll keep the ballistic missiles. Ugh. Come on, y'all. Come on, man. You don't got to do that to me when I'm in the chair. He's pregnant with the peace deal. Go ahead and play clip number 10. Trump says Iran will keep missiles.
So we'll be working on a parallel effort with the Gulf nations to address non-nuclear issues, such as the conventional ballistic missiles, which we'll be talking about, and support. I mean, they have to have some because other people have some.
Hey, man. Yeah,
I know. I'm just talking about it. We're not going to do anything about it, so why talk? In the same way he says, I'm not going to sign the agreement, or I won't be around when the agreement is signed. And it's like, oh, okay, what's the point? We know it's happening. It's just to save face. It's very Eastern. It's very Chinese, honestly. The concept of gaining and losing face, if y'all know about that, dates back to legalism and traditional 4,000-year-old China. So go ahead and go back to that.
You shouldn't give them one. I mean, I have guys, I like some of these guys, but I don't think they're smart. Sir, you shouldn't let them have any missile. I said, well, what am I going to do?
Pause it.
Saudi Arabia.
He tells the truth in the first line. He says, what am I going to do? Absolutely correct. You can't do anything. You're not letting them have anything. If letting them means not nuking them, then I guess, yes, you're letting them have it. And that's the thing. It's just dealing with a little kid. It's like, yeah, you win the game, whatever. Please stop. Just please stop destroying everything. Please. Maybe even beyond like a little kid. It's like animalistic. It's really weird. It's like when a dog destroys the sofa for no reason or something. Keep playing it.
Yes, sir. It doesn't work that way, you know? It doesn't work that way. And missiles aren't the problem. Missiles are... they hurt a little location, but they don't blow up the planet.
Okay, so he's calling back to, they're not going to have a nuclear weapon. Keep in mind, they outlawed the nuclear weapon in 2004. That's never been a threat. It's been reaffirmed to not be a threat. It was so much of a non-threat that we had IAEA inspectors in their country as late as the beginning of the 12-day war. So it's just unks out there capping. Unks out there trying to sell this, and I hope he's able to sell it. I hope he gets it done. I hope we get the hell out of there and go home. Now, of course, ideal scenario, declare victory, go home, just kind of leave everything behind, leave the Middle East behind as a whole, leave our bases, leave our radar, leave all of it. We don't need it. It's not to defend us. It's all to defend Israel. And the Gulf allies who we hold hostage and make buy military equipment from us and make use the petrodollar and make oil deals with. It's all a circle jerk system that is coming apart because Iran stood up and said, hey, we don't need a nuclear weapon. We don't have to develop one. We have an economic nuke right here. It's called the Strait of Hormuz. 25% of the world's oil traffic, LNG, 40% of the world's sulfur traffic, 30% of the world's helium traffic, all these things you need for modern science, modern technology, and modern way of life. It's all gone whenever we decide this is our water, our territory, shared, of course, with Oman. That's been proven bona fide by this war. And as we just saw Trump say about three or four times, well, what are you going to do? I can't do anything about it. What do you expect? This type of language, that's the type of language we've all had since the beginning. And that's what makes you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been anti-war from the start, just like me and just like everyone else in the audience, really, truly, you're on the right side of history on this. Don't let anybody gaslight you. This was never about nukes. This was never about Israel or their ability or whatever. It was about us staying the hell out of a region we should not have been involved in.
It took them 2 years to do it. When Bigley came on as our sponsor, now the owner of the Alex Jones Network and then the main backer, I said, I want gravity-fed filters. I sent them the test from previous sponsors, and I said, these guys fell off. Their quality wasn't as good. I got rid of them. This happens to these companies. There's only out of more than 50 gravity-fed companies, three or four that have the very best filters that cut everything out. They're stainless steel, and they start cutting the quality for whatever reason. I said, I want the highest-rated stainless steel. I want a clone of these products, but even better, and I want filters rated this high or higher. They went out, took them 2 years, they did it. This is something everybody needs, everybody wants. There's a giant market of folks that know how wonderful gravity-fed filters are and know what quality is. We have all the tests published on the site. It's the best. There are companies selling filters that the stainless steel isn't as nice, anywhere close, and the filters aren't even the highest rated. They're selling the damn things for $400. They're selling units similar to ours, aren't even as good, for $500 retail, discounting at $400. These babies are $300 and even lower for VIP members. There is very small markup. The markup is not even 100% in these, okay? And when you're VIP, it's even lower. That is the best deal. This is a home run. This is the best. This is going to help hire new crew on top of the crew, extra crew. It's going to help get new reporters and hosts and the new network getting completed with all the equipment stuff. I mean, this is a big investment here. We're rebuilding our operations. We can't do it without you. So your word of mouth for the show, alexjoneslive.com, getting the free app, sharing that with others where they can get it, alexjonesapp.com, following us on Exit Real Alex Jones, following us on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. That's all critical in telling others to do that. Your word of mouth, your prayer is king, but getting these products is also critical. And we only sell you stuff that really empowers you because we want you to love it and be impressed with it so we have a relationship with you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.